produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, it's news from Normal. Our news today features a special news point essay from Normal's director, Alan St. Pierre.
Government surveys, marijuana, and the truth. Last week, the federal government released its annual data indicating whether or not illicit drug use has gone up or down since the last year. You may logically be asking yourself, how would the federal government possibly measure citizens' private and untaxed drug use? Simple. Just ask them. Or is it? Last fall, I received what no cannabis consumer ever wants, loud knocking on my home's front door after 9 p.m. I live in a neighborhood in Washington, D.C. where my partner and I are not usually visited upon by others, not even Halloween trick-or-treaters. Upon hearing these unexpected knocks in the night, my girlfriend madly scrambled around playing hide-and-go-seek, as we were in full relaxation mode. I'm sure you can relate here. Clear. I open the door to discover a decidedly unthreatening middle-aged woman holding a Palm Pilot-type PDA. She indicated that she had called my home phone numerous times trying to arrange a quick interview. I warily thought to myself, I do not have a home phone number. She said that she had left notes on my mailbox and on my front door, but I had seen none. Confused, I said to her, okay, now that you've got me in person, how can I help you? She sheepishly said, well, if I could, can I perform a pre-interview, which may lead me to ask you detailed but private questions about your drug use for an ongoing government survey? Semi-stunned, my first thought was, are you kidding me? And then I looked down at her PDA, and it had a sticker from Research Triangle Institute and Health and Human Services. And I realized at that moment that this government researcher wants to ask, unbeknown to her, the executive director of Normal about his drug use and value system as part of the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, a.k.a. NSDE. Being very familiar with the data and social information gathering of NSDE as one of the federal government's primary measurement tools of whether they are winning or losing the war on some drugs, mainly on cannabis consumers, just saying no was not an option, as I hoped to be included in the survey. After I was given a brochure explaining the private nature of information gathering and tabulation methods, I was pre-interviewed to determine eligibility to be included in the 100-question, 1-hour, computer-driven survey. The researcher, a kindly woman who had tattoos of hearts on her neck and arms, informed me that of the hundreds of folks she pre-interviews, few actually are chosen to participate in the NSDE. After she asked me some cursory demographic questions, she punched the data into her PDA and she exclaimed, as if I'd won something of great value, the computer picked you. You're going to be in the survey. We arranged for a meeting the next day at my home, which is where this government asks person about their drug use survey must take place to be counted as valid. The researcher came over the next day to administer the many numerous NSDE questions, mainly about drug, alcohol, and tobacco use. I answered all the questions truthfully, and I hope that my data will demonstrate that responsible adults like myself enjoy the responsible use of marijuana and live otherwise law-abiding, average lives. After the computer-driven interview concluded, I was unexpectedly given $30 in cash as a thank you for participating in the detailed and probing NSDE. You need not employ your imagination to inform you what the executive director of Normal ironically did with this government-issued money. Statistically speaking, very few people listening to my voice will ever be part of this survey. So please, let me share 13 of my favorite questions with you. What is the maximum penalty possessing 1 ounce of marijuana in the District of Columbia? Fine, probation, community service, possible prison sentence, mandatory prison sentence. I'm the director of Normal. I live in Washington, D.C., and I don't think I could answer that question. The next question is, am I sure? Somewhat sure or not sure? Second question is, has marijuana ever been approved for medical use in the District of Columbia? The last time you bought marijuana, was it in joints or loose form? When you last purchased marijuana, how much did you buy? And an answer could be given in grams, ounces, or pounds. No tons? The last time you purchased marijuana, how much did you pay? The last time you purchased marijuana, who did you buy it from? A friend, a relative, a family member, or just some stranger? The last time you purchased marijuana, where did you buy it? Inside a public building, store, restaurant, sports arena, bar, or club? Inside a school building, outside a school building, inside home, apartment, dorm, outside public arenas, parking lot, street, or park? I think they forgot fraternity or sorority in this listing. The last time you purchased marijuana, was it purchased at work? The last time you purchased marijuana, where did you buy it? Near where you're living now or somewhere else? The last time you purchased marijuana, did you sell any of the marijuana? The last time you purchased marijuana, did you share or give away any of the marijuana? How many times did you attend religious services in the past year? 1 or 52 times? And lastly, my favorite, how do you feel about adults trying marijuana or hashish once or twice? Neither approve nor disapprove, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove. There was no option to approve. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We're having a NORML membership drive this week. If you're one of the tens of thousands of podcast listeners who've tuned into the Audio Stash since our premiere on June the 5th, take a moment today, right now, this moment, to join NORML, the organization that will see an end to marijuana prohibition in America. We produce this podcast every day for free consumption so that anyone in the country can choose to learn the truth about marijuana. There will never be a charge for this podcast, but like other types of broadcasting, we need your support. Join up today or just plain make a donation to NORML. You can get all kinds of cool stuff, too. This is a quick return on your investment. There are NORML t-shirts, gold marijuana leaf lapel pins for you suits donors out there, Rick Steves hemp travel packs for stoner globetrotters, copies of the Grass DVD, and even more. We've got images of some of NORML's membership premiums up at normalaudiostash.com. But again, we want you to join today, not necessarily for the t-shirt, but to help lend a real hand to ending marijuana prohibition. Join up right now with links we have at normalaudiostash.com. And if you have questions, just call NORML toll-free at 888-67-NORML. That's 888-67-NORML. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws is out there every single day, with chapters in almost every area of these United States, working hand-in-hand with citizens, elected officials, and other reform groups to make this change happen. It only happens because NORML gets your support. Don't believe the hype out there, folks. NORML really is grassroots. There are no billionaires feeding checks to this 501c4, and it all comes from like-minded Americans doing their part, whatever they can, to help end marijuana prohibition. Join today with links at norml.org or normalaudiostash.com, because nothing can happen without your support. There would be no amazing website like normal.org. There would be no National Legal Committee to protect marijuana smokers everywhere. There would be no NORML PAC to contribute to pro-pot politicians. There would be no support for the dozens and dozens of NORML chapters across the country, and there certainly would be no podcast if hundreds of thousands of Americans had not stepped up to join and donate to Normal over the past 3 decades. Be a part of the solution today. Join Normal. To get you in the mood to join and give to Normal today, here's the group Theory in Motion with this track, Money, found up at podshow.com. Was Money by Theory in Motion here on the Audio Stash today, and we're asking you to join. Get on up to normal.org or normalaudiostash.com and join Normal right now. Help us end marijuana prohibition in America. Just make a donation. Give just a dollar. If every single podcast listener right now gave a dollar today, we could pull in $3,000 to $5,000 in for Normal right now. So go to normalaudiostash.com and make your donation. Make it a dollar. Make it $20 if you can, $100 even better. $1 million if you've got it lying around. Heck, we'll talk to you about taking cars, aircraft, livestock, fast boats, stock options, oil futures. If you want to give big and you're not sure what's right, call us at 888-67-NORMAL. That's 888-67-NORMAL. Join today or make your donation right now at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, we'll hear from Chris Crane, the Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Chris was a former Normal staffer in Washington, and the two groups continue to work closely, both nationally and locally, to create reform. Supporting Normal plants the seeds of reform around the country and lends experience and prestige to many groups, all of which help end marijuana prohibition. Chris Crane is the Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy and joins us today to talk about the campus-based organization that works hand-in-hand with Normal campus chappers across the country. Chris, welcome to the Audio Stash today.
Thanks a lot.
First today, Chris, how many SSDP chapters are running right now across the country?
There are currently about 75 chapters or so active at the moment.
And Chris, I know these are on campuses of all sizes out there, but what are some of the bigger schools that have an SSDP presence?
Well, we've got some of the larger schools are generally state schools. We've got particularly active chapters at schools like Ohio State, at Florida State University, at the University of Maryland, University of Michigan. So there are a number of extremely large state schools where we do have chapters.
And there are SSDP chapters on every type of campus. America's full of community college, and Students for Sensible Drug Policy is there as well.
We do. We have a chapter at Mohawk Valley Community College, and we've also got a couple of new community college chapters in the works that haven't been officially recognized yet, but that we expect to be official chapters within the month or so.
And I know SSDP offers tremendous support to its chapters through the national office. We spoke to your field director, Micah, last week. Is this support part of SSDP's success?
Because we are a